you hear curdle milk or clabber milk?
Yeah, clabbers, right?
Uh huh.
That's like the curds and, you know, curds and whey.
And the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurity out, you have to
boil it.
Run it through.
Oh.
They say you pour it through a real fine cloth or something.
Yeah. Like filter it out.
Okay. And talking about different kinds of animals, the kind of animal that barks.
A dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him.
What would you call just a mixed breed dog?
A mongrel.
Mm-hmm. What about the worthless dog?
A hound.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Just a mongrel, hound.
Did you ever hear a
Coyote?
Huh?
A coyote?
What's that?
Like a hound. Just another name, I guess. Uh-huh.
They call it a coyote?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to spell that?
No.
What about a small, noisy little dog?
Like a chihuahua?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called a feist?
No.
And say if you had a mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will
bite you.
And yesterday the dog
bit you.
And you say you had to go to the doctor after you got
bitten.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say after you got dog bit?
No.
You never heard that?
No.
And the kinds of animals that they plow with.
Horses or mules?
Mm-hmm. And two of those hitched together, you call that a
team.
Okay. What about them? You say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride.
And yesterday he
rode.
But I have never
ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell
off.
Huh?
Fell off.
But say the whole thing. The horse. You fell.
And he fell off the horse.
Okay. And a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. You'd say, I guess I must have
fallen out.
Okay. And the things that you put on the horse's feet.
Shoes.
And a game you play with those.
Horseshoes.
Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it then?
I guess just rings or horse rings or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And just rings.
What about the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
The hoof.
And all a horse has four.
Hooves.
And the kind of animal that you milk.
A cow.
And what do you call the male?
Bull.
Was that word nice to use?
I guess so.
It doesn't sound vulgar or anything.
No, it just sounds like cow.
What about the little one when it's first born?
A calf.
Hmm?
Calf.
Mm-hmm. Wait, if it's a female, it's a...
It's a cow. It's still a calf, though.
Uh-huh. What about a male?
Still a bull.
Uh-huh. And if your cow is expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to...
Oh, let's see. I know a horse foals. I guess a cow foals, too.
Okay. And, what do people raise sheep for?
For the wool. Mm-hmm. For the meat.
Well, do you know what they call the male sheep?
A ram.
What about the female?
I forgot.
And?
I forgot. You?
Okay.
You.
And the animal that you get pork from, those are called?
Pigs.
Or when they're full grown, they're?
Pigs.
You call them pigs if it's 500 pounds?
I don't see what you mean. Called a big pig. No, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I can't think of any other name right now. A sow would be like the female.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any other name.
What about?
It's the roof.
What about the male?
A boar.
Uh-huh. What about if it's grown up wild?